My name is Rich Eisen, and here is how I say buttholes.
And welcome to Andrea Savage, a grown-up woman, hashtag buttholes. Yes, it is another janky sounding intro because it's just me by myself on my iPhone. All right, guys, I have a big announcement. As you know, or maybe you don't know, I'm currently writing season 3 of I'm Sorry and doing this podcast. And I will admit, I may have bitten off a little more than I can chew. My mouth is very big. It appears I have extra teeth, so sometimes I get cocky about what I can chew. But I am going to take a little pacing change here. We're going to start releasing the podcast every other Monday. That way I can keep the podcast good, also keep I'm Sorry good, and all of that. So it also means that new episodes of the podcast will stretch into May instead of February. So it'll make the fun last longer and just give me a time to catch up. And, you know, I'm just the one lady. I wanted to say that I am so loving all of the love that we're getting on the reviews on Apple Podcasts and other places. Like, not to be sappy, but they really do touch me, and they make, you know, all the work and everything worthwhile to know that people are enjoying themselves, getting out of their heads for an hour, just having a laugh, and getting a little bit of a break, you know, in their day. And there's one review on Apple Podcasts that I wanted to share that I just read the other day that really tickled me. It's by Katie Giovanni 725. And she wrote, quickly became a huge fan of I'm Sorry when it debuted on True TV and become obsessed with this podcast equally. Binge listened to the first 4 episodes while traveling on the road for work yesterday. Was laugh crying so hard in Connecticut that I ended up blowing through a red light and got pulled over. Whoops. Fortunately, the police officer who pulled me over is also a huge fan, so we exchanged our favorite I'm Sorry storylines before we went off on our merry way. Love it. That just delighted me on all the levels. I thrilled to help someone get out of a ticket. Love what it brought two people together who should have been at odds, two sides of the track. Anyway, that one made me laugh. Thank you, Katie Giovanni 725. So Rich Eisen is our guest today. He is my friend and I love him. He was on I'm Sorry, fucking Rich Eisen of the famous Rich Eisen boner, in season 2, and in Barbara T. Warren, I believe is the name of the episode. You know him from his Rich Eisen show, NFL Total Access. He's Mr. Football. And he is also so fucking funny. Like, honestly, clearly he's very successful in this football world, but I'm telling you, he could have been a comedian if he wanted to. And we discuss that. We discuss a lot of things. I'm not sure he knew exactly what he was stepping into, but he rose to every challenge in a way that was delightful. He's just a lovely man, and I hope you enjoy. All right. Well, enjoy my talk with Rich Eisen.
At what point do you want me to pick up this piece of paper?
You don't have to touch the paper. I want you to say this sentence.
Okay.
And you can give it the flourish you want. You can do whatever you want with it.
So the construct is to hear me say the word with my own interpretation to it?
Yeah.
I'm making too much of this.
I 100% was about to be like, Rich, just read the fucking sentence. What are we doing?
All right, here we go. My name is Rich Eisen, and here is how I say buttholes.
I mean, how's it doesn't that? Get better than that.
How's that?
I think that's good. Okay. I think you use that.
Did I say that with the proper amount of elan? Or zeal?
Could I get a definition on Elon?
A little bit of, you know, I said it with a little bit of flavor.
Yeah, I felt there was a flavor. I felt there was a gravitas to it. I really do.
Well, I have gravitas coming out of my butthole, actually.
Well, you know, that seems...
Isn't it odd?
Like something...
It is,
we
true.
We should get medical help
there
for.
There aren't enough orifices from which I do not excrete gravitas.
You do have a way of speaking
yeah.
that is... very full of gravitas. It has a, what would you say? It has like a purposeful
okay.
part to it. Even in, because we know each other personally. We are friends.
We are.
Quote unquote. I don't know at the end of this, what we're going to be doing.
We'll be closer.
Will we? You know me.
I think so.
So you know
that I think so.
You've walked into.
I'm fully aware.
Okay, great. So you've come on your own volition.
I've come here. In peace.
Well, yes. that's going to be done pretty soon. So you have been on my show. I'm sorry.
Amazing. The amount of times that I hear from people about the show, the one show that I did, the one
you did
scene
one?
In the show,
yep.
although my name was
used
in vain for the rest of the episode.
The vain number of people, lauded.
You know what? The number of times that I have people saying to me, fucking Rich Eisen. I think I told you when I was leaving the Sweet 16 game
yeah.
that was held here in Anaheim, California. I go to the University of Michigan, where I went to the University of Michigan. So my alma mater mm-hmm. was playing at the Sweet 16 game down in Anaheim. And it was literally the worst performance I've ever seen out of my alma mater. Ugh. I mean, the worst ever.
Okay.
Like literally they could not score a point. And now when I say that mm-hmm. does sound like some form of exaggeration. Truly
okay.
could not make a basket. Watching paint dry, excruciating, terrible, to the point where
watching paint dry is boring but not painful.
True.
So I would say worse.
The setup is there for this reason.
Yeah.
That it was, like I said, halfway through, it was one of those things where mm-hmm. you're lamenting the traffic home. And then 15 minutes later, you just give in
yeah.
to the moment. Just, I'm out of here.
Right.
So I'm pondering everything,
right.
like my existence.
Uh-huh.
And as I'm leaving, mm-hmm. somebody points and goes, fucking Rich Eisen.
Yes!
Where's your goldfish? Quote,
yes!
unquote. And it kind of got me out of my rut. You know what I mean? Like it got me out of feeling sorry for myself. And I've never been cursed at before in a manner that changes my mood from dark to light.
Yeah.
Like it was a total reversal of the usual feelings I have when I do get cursed
out.
Or if
somebody's like, fucking Rich.
Right. Yeah. Normally it goes the other direction.
The level of happiness that brings me
great.
Is
I love
probably
it.
More than what a normal
right.
should be.
Sure.
It makes me so happy. There's nothing happier than you were out in your life.
Yes.
Someone screamed fucking Rich Eisen at you
totally
out of something that I
just
created.
By merely seeing my face.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
And that it brought you joy.
It did. It did.
It makes me
well. I couldn't
ecstatic.
Go. I couldn't go any lower. If that's
taking it a different direction.
No. I just really do want to put it all in full perspective.
Yeah. Well, you could just give me this. You don't need
you know
to give
what?
Perspective.
Thank you for again putting my name into the universe in that manner.
You're welcome.
So thank you. Is really all I'm trying.
You're
to
welcome.
Say.
Yeah. It so we are friends.
Yes.
We know each other.
Yes.
And I've done your show. And
you have.
This is, I mean, we're not like our kids go to school together.
Yes.
So we're in worlds. By the way,
yes.
My daughter.
Yes.
I'm interested in getting your take on this. My
okay.
daughter was in a musical theater.
Yes.
Camp.
Okay.
And she had her performance last Friday.
Yes.
And in the middle of one of the shows, I got in a fight. With one of the dads.
What happened?
In the audience.
This is this going to appear on season 3?
I don't know. We'll see. I start writing it soon. I probably shouldn't talk about this because it might end up as something. I don't get in a lot of fights. I'm not a confrontational person.
I've never seen that. No.
My character is much more confrontational
right.
than I am. We're in the show.
Okay.
It's 7:30 at night. This is their second show. It's 8 to 10-year-olds. They have been practicing for 2 weeks, working their hardest.
Is this a famous production? Or?
It is Legally Blonde Jr.
Okay.
Okay. And it's 8 to 10-year-olds. Yeah. A lot of the words have been changed.
Okay. To protect the innocent.
To protect the innocent.
Yes.
And there's a baby behind us, like a 18-month-old baby
mm-mm.
crying, talking. The mom is like, shh, every 3 minutes. The people can hear it on stage. You can tell it's a small theater. This is not some fancy whatever.
Yes.
And everyone's turning around and she wasn't taking the baby out. Mm. And I could see like kids sort of getting distracted and whatever. And so I just was like, excuse me, do you want to take the baby out?
Mm.
Oof. And she was like, oh yeah, sorry. And the husband goes, no, we don't have to do that. Turn around. And I am not a confrontational person, but when somebody when I snap, I was like, excuse me? And this is meanwhile in between scenes, like Elle Woods just found out she got into Harvard Law School.
Right.
She's about to show up, whatever. And he goes, turn around. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to turn around. I was like, you don't bring you're distracting.
Was your husband here too?
He was there, but he wasn't sitting next to me. So he didn't know any of this happened. We didn't get seats next to each other. So, and there's a woman next to me that was like looking at me like, oh shit, like this guy. And I just said to him, I go, that's very rude. Mm. And I was like, your child's making noise and whatever. And he goes, don't worry about it. Turn around. And I literally just go, these kids have worked so hard and this is on you. And I hope you feel great about it. And then I turned back around and we watched the show. Baby cried one more time.
How are you able even to concentrate?
I couldn't.
I would be so white hot between the temples that I wouldn't be able to.
Fuming. I was formulating what was going to happen during the next scene break. I was formulating what was going to happen after the show.
Right.
And the baby started talking loud again. By the way, they were trying to give it a lollipop. I was like, guys, what are we doing
here?
What
an asshole.
And so she, though, I knew could tell, she felt terrible.
Mortified.
Second time, the next time the baby made any noise, she got up and left. And I noticed that she didn't. I was fuming. And you could tell that everyone around this guy was giving him dirty looks because other people had heard what had happened.
Well, because they're also normal members of society.
Yeah.
Right.
What goes through? I was, this is what I wanted to say to him at the end.
Go for it. Let it out.
Mine are always so lame.
I feel like you're still holding on to something.
Well, because I never got to actually confront him.
Do it.
Although I did win. My fantasy comebacks are super lame. Just know that.
Okay.
So my thing was at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Lights were going to come up. I was going to turn around and say, your wife must be so proud.
Mm.
I don't know why I thought.
Yeah, you need to workshop that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like in that he's going to understand.
So what happened when the lights came up, though?
Lights came up. I turned around. He averted his eyes.
Of course he did.
And because this was the thing. She ended up missing the whole show. So mom misses the whole show.
Wow.
Who, you know, mom was the one who was, I'm sure, rehearsing with the kid all week and all of this. He sits there, watches the whole show, doesn't go check on her, doesn't go try to change places like halfway through. Like, hey, why don't you pop in now?
Yeah, right.
He sits there the whole time. So that's what I was going to say. I was going to say to him, I hope your wife got to enjoy the show.
Mm.
And I didn't get to do any of that. None of them are great. None of them are great comebacks.
I agree.
I was trying to go for a subtle, pointed, like, you understand the subtext of what I'm getting
at. Well, here, I have had a similar experience.
Really?
Yes. One that I think is a little bit more death-defying.
Because
it took place
this small row in the middle of
excuse me. It took place. Mine took place on a plane.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
So, we're flying back, and I've told this story on a podcast. My show is born out of a podcast. I told this years ago.
Great.
So I have not told it in a very long time.
Perfect. It's new again.
I imagine listeners of this, but these are virgin ears.
I don't think our Venn diagrams are not crossing over.
Great
very
use
much.
Of Venn diagram.
Thank you.
By the way, I respect you even more.
Oh.
The fact that you know Venn diagram and have used it and have caused people to say fucking Rich Eisen. Really, it's just, I'd never thought you could go up any higher.
Oh my God.
In my book.
Well, anyway, so, just know later I might go plunging down.
There we go. So we're flying back from the East Coast to the West. Uh-huh. This is several years ago.
Yeah.
My oldest, Zan, who goes to school with your daughter, must have been like four.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And our youngest, Coop, was a baby.
Okay.
2 years old.
Yeah.
We are on an airline oh. that rhymes with Schmet Schmlu. Okay.
Okay. Schmet.
Or it could have been Schmenided. No, it was Schmet Schmoo.
Schmet Schmoo.
Yeah, yeah. So we're in like row two. Cool cover. We're in row two of
row Schmoo.
Row two, and Susie, my wife, is attempting to put Cooper the baby. Mm-hmm. To sleep.
Okay.
Because it's like hour one yeah. of like 6 hours long flight. Mm-hmm. Lots going on.
Yeah.
Two rows behind us, mm-hmm. woman with a baby of a similar age, uh-huh. can't get her kid to stop screaming and yelling, crying. Mm-hmm. She gets up mm-hmm. and starts to walk up and down the aisle.
Right.
And parks herself in the galley that is directly in front mm-hmm. of row two.
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay.
Baby screaming and yelling. Mm-hmm. And I get the look from Susie, which every male in the world knows is internationally known yes. as fix this shit right now. I'm dealing with and putting also, your son to sleep. And
Susie, I feel like, is a master of the look. If anyone is a master of the look, it is your wife.
She may have invented the look.
Yeah.
But also, as you know, and many of your listeners might know too, being the father of a kid who's he might have been young enough to still be breastfeeding. Yeah. Like, we are useless appendages.
Yeah.
We are built to get things fixed.
Okay.
Like this. This is my time. Like, I'm going to.
This is where you serve.
You got it, sweetheart. Yeah. Like, I am yeah. going for it. Mm-hmm. So I get up and mm-hmm. I did what you did at the plane. Yeah. I was like, excuse me, would you mind?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we have our own kid yeah. and, you know, you're having trouble yeah. putting yours. We are having trouble putting ours because, you know, would you mind just, you know, there's another galley back there.
Yeah.
She said, no problem. Of course, I understand.
Oh.
Same reaction as the lady at the plane.
Yeah.
I turn around to go back to the seat and who's staring a dagger straight through me but the husband.
What the fuck?
I'm telling you, this happened. And he says, don't talk to my wife like that. And I said, I just told her, would you mind going to the back galley? Because, you know, we have our own
yeah.
son right here, you know, trying to put him to sleep. And he goes, don't talk to her. Tell the stewardess what you want and have her don't talk to my wife.
What is wrong with you?
Hold on.
Oh, God.
He then gives me this look and I just said, all right. Like that. Just like hands
right,
out.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which was in a way of like trying to defuse mm-hmm. the situation, but also letting him know he's a fucking
asshole. Yeah.
He then looks at me and says, quote unquote, keep it up. You're gonna lose. At 35,000 feet.
Oh shit.
Says these words to me. We're on a plane. We're as Andrew Dice Clay used to say in his stand-up act, we're on a tube. We're in a tube together.
Oh.
And
what do you say?
I just said okay and sat down because mm-hmm. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yes.
I'm not a fighter. I don't hit people. I don't know how to do it. And it's also a plane. Like, what are we talking about? And like, keep it up. You're going to lose. So I made a t-shirt out of it. And I wear it to the gym and people think it's like something inspirational to lose weight. Yeah, keep it up. You're going to look, yeah, you look great, man. Like, so
that's
I'm like, no,
up,
that's not
lose.
The context in which I heard this phrase.
And then you have to tell a very long story. And
yeah, no, so it's not, so that's why I don't really tell the story too often, but it sounds
just like that. What is
you
dad
had.
Getting involved?
But you
at
had,
all?
But you had like signs with exits, you know,
yeah.
on the, you could walk out
you
the
could,
door. I had no, there's no exit.
No exit.
For me, where I was, you know, you had actually emergency exits.
We did, except it was the kind of thing, lights up on the stage, your children are there, you can't keep talking.
Right.
Like, I couldn't keep engaging and be like, you know what, asshole? Our fucking kids are up there. Like, I couldn't, whatever. My go-to in my head wasn't great, but it was a very pointed sort of like your, okay.
That's
it,
right.
It was similar to that, where I was just going to, you're going to get everything from my tone, but what my words are going to be polite. But my tone is going to tell you everything you need to know.
Unfortunately, I think we live in a day and age where people don't respond to tone
Do you
anymore.
Think he recognized you?
No.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Mr. Rich Eisen. All right. We are back here with Rich Eisen. Now, Rich, one thing that I don't know if other people know about you that I know about you is you considered becoming a stand-up comedian.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
I did stand-up in college.
Yes.
For 3 years.
And you were good at it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
This doesn't surprise me on any level, and I've told you this before.
Okay. And I appreciate that.
You loved it.
I did. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, it was in the late 80s when, you know, the stand-up craze really spiked and was so huge.
Like, it was like, you do this, you'll get a sitcom.
And that was the idea.
Yeah.
It just, after a while, I tried it outside of the bubble of campus life.
So campus life, you were
hot ticket. I was the king of comedy.
Okay. Right. What was one of your bits that you remember?
Oh, God. All right. Well, the one showstopper.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the showstopper. Would,
and my fraternity brothers loved it because it required me getting a copy of Penthouse.
Oh,
and
wow.
I would read Howard Cosell. I would voice the forum letters as Howard Cosell.
So you were an impressionist.
Well, I mean, you know, everyone did a Howard Cosell back in the 80s.
That's a good bit.
And so it was a good bit. Yeah. It was a big finish.
Do you remember? I mean, can you still do Howard Cosell?
Oh, God. It's such an old reference. I don't even know how many people would get it. Didn't matter. Like, you know, it would always start like, I never thought this could happen to me, you know, and it would always end with, I nearly shot my load. You know, that's the way it always started and ended. No matter what was in between. You know?
I mean, I feel like this is going to kill at college. I feel like that's the right audience.
It did.
You went out into the real world.
And it was miserable.
How long did you try it for?
2 weeks.
Okay. Well,
I gave up.
2 weeks?
I'm not going to lie. I gave up. Yeah, I did.
And then you were like, I guess I'll go into sports.
Yeah. And, you know, and I was turning on ESPN at the time. And I saw that there was, a growing desire and a growing, you know, popularity out of having a sense of humor on the air.
Yes.
So I figured, like, if I could combine my two loves of sportscasting and comedy without having to curse in Howard Cosell's voice and actually do it in a conventional manner,
right,
maybe I could make something of it. So that's what I set out to try and do.
Well, it's one of my favorite things about you because you are so funny. And I legitimately think you, if you really were like, I'm going to take a year and go hardcore stand up, go out 5 nights a week and get an hour together, I think you'd crush it.
You think so?
I really do. I don't say that lightly.
What would you tell Susie for me to attempt to do that?
Say, Susie, I need Rich to take a year to
leave his job.
Leave you and the kids.
Well, I mean, wouldn't I have to just travel? Wouldn't I have to go?
Yeah, of course. Okay. No, you will be checked out. No, this is not a positive.
This is not a positive
for you socially in your personal life.
Right, okay.
But I'd love it.
What
and
a
I
dream
think you'd be,
that would be. I really would. You know, because it's made everything else that I do that much easier.
Of course.
It's the toughest thing I've ever had to do. There's the pressure.
Like, of the 2 weeks you did it?
No. The pressure of doing it even on campus, you know, like, even though it was a friendlier crowd, you know, I still knew that I'd have to, you know, kill it and change my material and come up with stuff. And there was still pressure involved to go up and do it. And it's made, like I said, the only thing like it compares, like one time I was covering the Susie was covering the World Series actually in 2002 in San Francisco, the Angels and the Giants. And the game ended really late. And it was midnight, one in the morning. And we had one shot to do something live. And if we didn't get it right, the entire crew would have to stay another hour wait to do it again live. And that's, my heart was going. It was the only thing that felt like stand up.
Where your heart is.
It's racing.
It's racing, but in a great way.
Yeah. I do love. It's made, live, like I said, it's made everything easier. Yeah. I would love to do a show in front of a live studio audience.
Performing live. Part of this podcast is not about performing live, but it's at least like not as planned and organized as my TV show and all of this. And it's like everything's off the cuff. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, at some point you can, you know, as this podcast builds in popularity, no doubt. Well, you could do this stuff live.
That's what I'm kind of hoping eventually,
when amazing.
I have time, which I would have so much fun just bringing people in that I love. So I like to play games. I don't know if you're a game player.
I can be.
And it's more not like game games, but it's like hypotheticals and this kind of. So I came up with a couple games.
Okay.
For you.
All right.
And I don't usually gear things for a guest.
I'm honored.
Okay. Okay. Well, keep that. You might want to.
I should save my.
You should save your praise.
Okay.
Okay. You're familiar with the game Fuck, Marry, Kill?
I do.
Yep.
Yeah.
You do. You're familiar
I
with it? I do.
I do, yes.
You are familiar with it?
With the marry part.
Okay. You know? Yeah. Well,
yeah. On my show, I've got something called Start, Bench, Cut.
Yes, I know you do.
So
yes.
That's the same. That's
so the cutesy version.
It's the cute. Yeah, well, it's the.
The NFL. Know, yes. Blah, blah.
Yeah, that version, yeah.
Well, my version is the old Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
All right. So I know you're a big Patriots fan, correct?
Well, my wife is.
Oh, really? You're not?
No.
Okay, well.
Well, I root for all 32 teams, but go ahead.
Okay. Here's a Fuck, Marry, Kill that we've put together. Keep in mind, I am not a football person.
Okay.
Other sports I know well, relatively well.
Okay.
All right, here's Fuck, Marry, Kill. Yes. And you need to take this seriously.
Okay.
Okay? I don't want you just joking around.
I was just really taking it lightly up until now.
I need this.
Up until now.
I need you to take this seriously.
Okay.
Because it's important.
Okay.
Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Julian Edelman.
Yes.
And Robert Kraft.
What do you want me to say?
You have to choose who you're going to fuck, who you're going to marry, and who you're going to kill. That's how you play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
No, like literally do that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not going to now follow you and force you to do any of these things.
All right.
I thought you said, when I said you're familiar with this game, you said I do, which was a strange response.
You didn't tell me it would be the most important, you know, owning boss of the NFL network along with the reigning MVP.
Do you think I was
just- And the modern day Lombardi. I didn't think that those would be my three choices. I thought you'd put me in a very difficult spot as a married man to give me three.
Imagine you're not a married man. Like Susie doesn't.
No, this has nothing to do with it. You understand. Yeah. You know, what you're asking me to do. So, like, which one would I really would want to bed forever or just have a one night stand? And then who would I really just...
Like, want to spend, like, a lifetime with? Like, who you actually are like, that's someone I could actually enjoy.
I'd spend a lifetime with Edelman.
With Edelman?
Yeah.
What about him? Like...
Why would I do that? I don't have any well thought out responses
okay,
here.
But like, do you think he'd be someone you'd like to go to dinner with?
Yes, I've actually had dinner with Julian Edelman,
or maybe go on a weekend.
I've never gone on a weekend with him, but
you
I would
think
like
it would be
to.
Fun.
I do think so.
You
I
have
think
a more in
life.
Common.
I do think so. Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna marry.
Yeah,
Julian.
I will marry him.
Okay, now you have to have sex with either Bill or Robert. It can be fast. It
you
can
know
be
what?
Slow.
I will say Robert.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure I don't kill him. And there's no chance Bill Belichick would be hearing this podcast. So I'll off him.
Okay, you're killing
by
Bill.
Which point you just go, all right.
That's it. I feel like he wouldn't be affected by that.
I think he wouldn't phase in one bit.
I think he might be flattered.
I think he would need to know what this game's all about.
By the way, I'd be thrilled to get Bill here and fuck, marry, kill him.
By the way.
And force him to do this.
By the way, I would love to provide that for you.
Can you help that me help that happen?
You know what? I have an avenue of communication.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd use that chit up. As much as I respect you and adore
you. Think about
you.
It. You don't have to make a decision right now.
Okay. You know what?
Next 10 minutes, make a decision.
Let me ideate.
Okay. Ideate. Okay, yeah. we have one more.
Oh, great.
Selection.
Same game? By the way, I like to say, you know, I came up with a game. I didn't come up with this game. I thought that's how you said that.
No, I said I like to play games.
Okay.
Oh, no, these people are geared to you. They're sports related.
Right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
You think I'm asking this to anyone else? No one else I know
you
knows
you. You didn't ask us of June Squibb? She might want to do Robert Kraft. I don't know.
By the way,
that's like Cocoon 4.
She's turning 90. She's one of the smartest, funniest.
I bet.
Like, she's amazing.
What I just said does not,
any
way, shape, or form, was not meant to
denigrate
June Squibb.
No, I know you didn't. But I was letting you know, like, she also told us some stories. Like,
I
she
bet.
Was a hot ticket
was
back
she?
In the day. She threw it around.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Did she, like... Did she almost break up Jessica
guys.
Tandy and Hume Cronin? Is that what you're saying?
I wish I
did
could
say
Did
she break
that.
Up that gin game?
Oh, she didn't tell me, but I imagine she did. Okay. All right, here we go, because you're a Michigan fan, right?
Okay, here's another one.
You of Michigan.
Okay, so you got three of the same?
I
can
got,
I guess what you're going to give me?
You can guess.
Brady.
How dare you? That's too pedestrian. It's,
okay. Is that all right? All right. Jim Harbaugh, my coach.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
That's one.
He's one. One's a former player and one's a current player.
Charles Woodson?
No. I don't know if you'll guess this.
Okay.
Desmond Howard.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, your eyes just lit up. Okay. And Chase Winovich.
Okay.
Winovich?
Chase Winovich is...
Winovich.
Yes.
Okay.
I love Desmond Howard.
Okay.
Literally. Like, have nothing but...
So marriage.
Total affection. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Your voice has gotten softer talking about him.
You know what? He's just one of my favorite human beings on the planet.
Okay.
Chase,
I'm so thrilled.
Chase is fun.
Okay.
You know, so a fling with Chase.
Yeah, a fling with Chase.
And again, there's no chance Jim Harbaugh hears this podcast. No, so I will off him off too.
Fair.
Although he does have his own podcast with his dad.
Oh, he does?
He does. It's
That's
very
delightful.
Sweet.
How old is his dad? Because he's in his 50s.
I know. His dad's an old ball coach.
Oh, I love that.
It is great. It is
My
great.
Mom comes in here once in a while.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you play this game with her?
I'm going to. Not with these people. I'll gear it to her.
Oh, yeah. You'll switch it up for three names.
Do you think I tell my mother any of these? She'd be
Chase
like, who?
Winovich.
Chase Winovich.
By the way, who Googled that for
I
you?
I did.
You did. Nice.
I Googled it. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, nicely
yeah.
done.
Okay. Well done. Well played. I Thank appreciated you. The thought process.
You have some nice parting gifts
I have
for
some
me?
Nice parting gifts for you. Okay. Yeah. Now here's the other game.
Okay.
You ready? You are dead. Okay.
Not a fan of this game at all. I'm not a fan of this. You need to give
You're
me a better
dead,
setup.
But before you go, you want to make sure Susie's with somebody that you think is a great choice.
Wow.
So you're looking for somebody to
hook your wife up with yes.
after you're dead
yes.
and also be the father of your children potentially.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some
choices.
Options. I'm going to give you some options. We're going to go through one. There's five shop options. And
this
then
is like fuck, marry, dead.
Yeah, this is I'm really putting you through your paces.
Okay.
Okay. The first option, and keep in mind, there's different ages, there's different things. So keep in mind what you're looking for Susie in post-mortem for you.
Sure.
J.J. Watt.
Okay.
Okay. Younger.
Yes.
Seems like a good guy.
Right. So
thoughts? Just any like your first instinct?
Oh, so I'm not rating them.
I'm going to give you them all.
Okay.
And we'll talk about each one.
Okay.
And then you can make a decision. But just in general, how does that grab you? First thought. First impression.
Well, first thought, JJ is Captain America, so he'd be terrific.
Okay.
Yes. A great role model to my children.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And a very handsome man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Susie would be thrilled.
I think so.
Do you think he's too young?
For Suze?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Okay, just the perfect
age. He just turned 30.
Yeah.
So it's on the edge of age appropriate.
Okay. And you think your children would like him?
No, I mean, they already do.
Okay. Okay. It sounds like.
I know. They don't know. I mean, they watch him on television.
Oh, my God. They'd freak out
of
if
course.
That was stepdaddy.
I know.
I assume they'll call him daddy at a certain point, right? Oh, that just put Rich
what
under.
What the hell is happening?
Rich, you know me. You know that this is the kind of.
Okay.
Number two choice. I'm trying to give you a wide range.
Yes, you're casting a net.
Casting a wide net. Deion Sanders.
Prime. It's funny. Every single time that we have. Had a child, you know, because we had kids separated 2.5 years. He would tell me to cut the mattress off of Susie's back.
Deion Sanders?
Correct.
That's and is that a positive or a negative
I
when
think
you're thinking?
At times, Susie then laughed and then found that somewhat appalling at the same time.
I'm on board with
it. I know. So Deion has a lot of kids. And he knows how to, he's got like about 5 kids of his own.
Okay. So he might not be able to focus as much on yours.
I don't know if that would be a good match.
Okay. Can I just throw a couple of facts?
Sure.
I know that he released a rap album.
A long time ago.
Yeah. In 1994.
Must be the money.
So, yeah.
Right.
And maybe, I know some of your kids are also more musically oriented.
He would be.
So he might. Because he does football, baseball, and music, that might cover
might
all
be
your
odd
kids.
Because some of them, you know, my oldest knows him because he was around more.
Okay.
When my kids were younger.
Okay.
Uncle Dion, it would be really weird.
Or really easy to slip into the role.
I mean, this is
they
not.
They already know him. They're comfortable. Andrew, the transition's
Andrew,
not
as big.
This
isn't like the line of succession for president. Okay.
Isn't it though?
No.
Give yourself not, like, some
you
credit.
You can't go from uncle to dad. Like,
you,
that's
but
weird.
You can. There's no rules.
Obviously, with this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This next person, I feel like, seems like a lovely man.
Okay.
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sue's covered him
see,
at
you
USC.
Know all these people. Okay.
She
so I feel
knows
like this
him,
is great.
Like, literally, his number is in Susie's phone right now.
So she might already be seeing him.
I'm not intimating that. I'm
okay,
not saying
but
that.
But she could be.
He is.
Or, this ball might already be rolling.
He's like a 20-year-old in a 65-year-old man's body.
Yeah.
So he'd be great with the kids.
Yeah. And but he I is 67. He's
I,
an older choice.
I understand that. Right now, J.J. Watt is the clubhouse leader out of
okay,
everybody.
Fair. Okay.
Yeah. I'd rank them 1, 2, and 3 since you've just mentioned them, as a matter of fact.
Okay. So in the order as 1, 2, and 3. So Pete's on the bottom of the list.
Right now, I would say, yeah.
Only because Susie thinks of him more as a friend, father figure.
Look,
you don't think she's going to have a sexual chemistry with him?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
And that's important to make sure that Susie's left
again,
with something.
I'm dead.
Yeah. You want her to be
I
happy.
I want her to be happy.
Of course.
Right.
Okay. Michael Irvin.
Irv, huh?
Irv. Mm-hmm.
No, God, no.
Okay. What about Irv?
No.
No, no. Okay.
No. Even though he spoke at my daughter's baby naming.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Like, so.
This is crazy. Like, it's.
Like, we, you know, because of the job that I have.
Yes.
With Michael, as a matter of fact.
Yes, I'm aware.
Taylor was born the uh-huh. week before the NFL season in 2013.
Are all of your kids
planned
like
around the NFL season? They are not.
Say, but
no,
are they all in your
no.
head connected with different seasons?
But Taylor's, I do believe if I'm correct, we did induce because it was colliding with the beginning of the NFL season. And Susie wanted to be done with being pregnant, mm-hmm. period, end of story.
By the time the season started.
Well, by the time that this was her third kid and she had had quite enough.
Got it. I get
so,
that.
So at any rate, we found a rabbi because the baby naming happened during the NFL season.
Okay.
So the only time that we could hold a ceremony mm-hmm. that I would be at and yep. be able to be at was a Saturday, as we all know that's the Sabbath. So we found a rabbi who had agreed to hold mm-hmm. a ceremony, a religious ceremony at our house on the Sabbath. And she Ooh. Said she ran us through her run of show, if
uh-huh.
you will.
Yeah.
And she said there's a speaking role at the end for anybody. It doesn't have to be a family member.
Okay.
And I came home and I told Susie this. I'm like, it's got to be Michael Irvin, who she knew before me.
Okay.
No, she knew before me.
This is crazy.
He was at my wedding because she ran into him in the streets of New York 3 days before our wedding and invited him to our wedding. And he said, yes. And she said, do you have a tuxedo in town? He said, yes. And he showed up in an electric blue tuxedo, sat on her side of the aisle for the wedding. And the entire my side of the aisle is, what the fuck is Michael Irvin doing? Like, does Rich know Michael? Like, no, of course, Susie must know him. So
like
there's
Susie's
too
got-
much. There's too much.
Or
there's
just
much.
Enough.
No.
Listen,
too much.
Listen, you're dead. She's mourning. Not for that long. A little bit. He comes over to comfort her. They have a couple drinks. She sees him in a light that she's never seen him in before
right.
because they have a comfort level.
If Susie does listen to this podcast, this is the part where she will freak out the most
okay.
right now.
Great.
Like she.
So my work yeah. here is done.
No. What I'm saying is Michael is, we would call Michael a
okay.
non-starter.
Non-starter. Okay, great.
Too much history.
Too much history.
And too much going on with him.
Mm-hmm.
That
okay.
this is not the appropriate fix. So
we're going
again,
in order. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You had no idea that you properly ordered this thing.
You know, well, right. except this one might blow the roof
if
off
it's
everything.
If it's Tom Brady, it's over.
No, I refuse to put Tom Brady because that was an obvious choice.
Okay.
No, I'm not making it that easy for
Tom
you.
Tom friggin' Brady.
All right.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right.
I'm sure he's delightful. I don't know why I'm mad at Tom Brady.
I don't understand it either. I don't know yeah. where this animus
it's
is.
It's more that I just feel like he's an
from.
Obvious choice.
Okay.
The last choice is a little bit of a wild card because I feel like Susie's got a spice.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Gronkowski.
Oh.
Now, Susie's got to have some fun. She's gone through a rough time. She's had to mourn. She's had to work.
Right.
Be with you through your death.
Gronk.
She's had to tend to you in your illness.
Gronk.
I don't know why you've had a long illness.
I know, by the way.
Sorry.
Okay. Gronk.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's responsible enough for my kids.
For the kids. So maybe an affair with Gronk until she settles down with JJ?
I think that works for her.
Because let her have a little bit of a wild period. Why does she have to go right into another serious relationship?
I would not begrudge at all. I'm not a begrudger.
You're not.
Certainly after I'm gone, after a long illness.
No. A long illness that has ravaged your mind and body.
Oh, my gosh.
Making you unrecognizable.
Understand. Just ready to send Susie into the open Gronk wingspan.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will be there. I will be there cataloging it all and cheering her on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. What a delightful game.
We'll be right back with Rich Eisen. Hi, it's Andrea. Listen, if you're enjoying the podcast, or I'll be honest, even if you're not, this would be just a personal favor to me, which no one gives a shit. But go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe to Andrea Savage, Grown Up Woman, hashtag buttholes, or Spotify, or
Stitcher,
all the places. And then also Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. It's annoying that we even have to say this, but unfortunately it matters. And it's annoying because I didn't want it to matter, but it matters. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't be stingy with the stars. Let it loose.
Five stars.
I don't need your chanting, Tony, but five stars. don't be stingy with the stars. All right. Thanks for listening. Okay, back to the show. Bye. All right, we're back here with Rich Eisen. Again, my podcast is really an excuse for me to laugh with my friends and
Good.
Have some fun.
By the way, that's great.
But the theme of the show is, you know, grown up. Like, basically, a lot of people watch, I'm sorry, and then I hear from them, younger people, who are like, oh my God, you make being a grown up not look boring.
Right.
And you make, like, it looks still like you can enjoy yourself. And I was very scared that being a grown up meant you were going to be boring.
Right.
Did you ever have that fear?
Of course, we all
okay.
do.
Some people don't. I'm actually finding out that some people are like, no, wasn't worried about it at all. Knew it wasn't going to be.
What is the matter with these people?
So much stuff. Honestly, I could list so much stuff. Yeah.
No, I mean,
these people
are
animals.
I know. I always thought, you know, that growing older would be filled with so much responsibility I wasn't ready for.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't have our first kid till I was 39. Damn straight, pretty much.
60.
You know, and so... You know, now I do the math in my head of what my age will be when they're of a certain age, and it freaks me out. And I thought maybe I should have started sooner. But, you know, I would never – I honestly, the idea of having kids just absolutely
– terrified,
yes,
right?
Yes, it did.
And now that you have them
– Yes.
You're still terrified. No.
Yes. That's why I'm here. I don't want to go home.
Okay? I was wondering why you agreed to
this. This is why I am here. Willing to subject myself to death and other things that you want to be to put myself in these
to make
positions.
Love to other
I
men that you
want
know
to go home to my children. I'm terrified.
I know
them.
That's not true because I know you and you're a very involved father.
Thank
and you.
You
seem like
I do.
It.
No, I do love it. I do love it.
And do you think you've had to really change who you are at the core?
No.
Right. I think that's what I want people to kind of take away is here's a group of people who are like you're able to function as a human. You're not like a Peter Pan syndrome person who can't grow up who's
correct
all over
but
the place.
I do find myself saying things that my parents said to me
like
that
what?
I always thought I will not do.
Oh God, like what?
Well, when my kids don't act their age, I round up their age to the number that's more beneficial to me. So Xander's not, you know, Xander's not acting. I'm like, come on, you're practically 12, man. And he just turned
like,
11.
I'm 10.
You know, he just turned 11,
okay.
Right? Or he wants to watch a show that he shouldn't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. It's not suitable for you. I mean, you're just 10 years old, you know?
Oh,
so
you
I round
find,
down
round
and
down
I round
you,
up to what's my benefit.
I feel like that's fine.
I remember because I saw through my dad's problem, you know? And like last night I was watching Hard Knocks on HBO, okay?
Uh-huh.
Which is the, you know, behind the scenes look of an NFL team. And they let all the words go. I mean, it's amazing, which is not a very NFL thing. I had a problem saying butthole, okay?
Yes, you sure
did. So anyway, long story short, is it's the part this in this one episode, I'm sure dating it by the time this comes out, but where Antonio Brown of the Raiders is going on his, you know, soliloquy about his troubles, and it's an F-bomb parade.
Parade, okay.
Xander, my 11-year-old, yeah, walks into the room just at that point in time.
Great.
And I pause it. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "What are you watching?" And I explain to him what I'm watching. It's mm-hmm. Hard Knocks. And he goes, "Can I watch it?" I'm like, "Absolutely not." He goes, "Why not? It's football." And I'm like, "Well, it's showing this team and mm-hmm. they use a lot of language that's not right for you." And he goes, he looks over his glasses. He looks at me, he goes, "There are a lot of F-bombs." And I said, "Yes, there's a lot of football. That's what they're talking about, football."
You're talking to him like,
I know.
He's...
And then he's, no, I did that as a joke.
Yeah, no, I know.
And he realized it was a joke.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Dad, but are there F-bombs?" Like that. And I'm like, "Yeah, there's a lot of F-bombs." At which point he goes, "What about S-bombs? Are there S-bombs?" And I'm like, "Yeah, there are some S-bombs."
He's like, "D-bombs?"
And then he goes, that's what he says. They use D-bombs? And I'm like, "You're not going down the list of bad words for me to confirm yeah. whether they're on the show that I'm pausing. Go find your mother." You know? Yeah. And it's like one of those moments yeah. where I try to have fun with him. Yeah. While being, you know, the adult in a room and the dad.
Yeah.
And so I try to not get caught up in all that
but
stuff.
But you also have a sense of humor about it.
I try to, you know, yeah. and Susie tries to yeah. too. But, you know, at times
I guess like
just
knowing you guys and that kind of thing, it is the kind of thing where you're striking a good balance of you have to mature and become more responsible when you do things and you grow older and you have bills.
That's
and you've
got
to buy
sure.
things, whatever. But you can still be immature and get forced into saying the word buttholes or
yeah.
say that you want to, you know, make love to Julian Edelman. No,
that was the
you're
one.
Married.
That's the one. Well, I mean, hopefully we're having a,
hopefully very, a healthy sex,
healthy
life.
Relationship.
You're right.
I mean, it's a forever.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, you're right. I misspoke. I apologize.
And Julian appreciates that too.
Please, Julian, I assume you're listening. All right.
What are you talking
last
about?
Last thing that we're going to say.
Okay.
Here we go. What is something that you think you're fucking great at? I think it's important to be able to brag about something, even if it's something small or you think it's kind of funny or serious. What's something I think it's important to be an adult to be able to know what you're fucking good at?
I read a teleprompter pretty well.
You do?
I do.
What's the trick?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I love it. I just love
really?
It. I do. Yeah. I love reading stuff for the first time and nailing it. I don't know why.
It is satisfying.
I'm very prideful. Yeah.
yeah.
But it's just like, I wish there was a time, and I appreciate you letting me
yeah.
opine like this,
yeah.
where I can read a prompt and say, fuck, yeah.
yeah.
Like spike a football,
yeah.
you know?
And also not everyone can do that.
Out of that prompter. I know. That may be Jon Stewart's most amazing ability.
Really?
And he does an amazing, I mean, what
he has a lot of other talents.
I know that. But the fact that he has those talents
yeah.
and could read a prompter the way that he did
yeah.
on the Daily Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Because it is not easy to do.
No, it's not. I've had to do it.
It is not. Yeah. But I wish I could say cure cancer or whatever.
No.
Look at me saying I can really read a prompter.
Well, first of all,
that's
you can't
so
cure cancer.
You know
so why would you brag
do?
About it? If you came in here and were like, I'm great at curing cancer, I would be like, what the fuck?
You know what I can also do, which is
yeah.
really amazing?
Yeah.
I can maintain my weight on a trip, on a vacation.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long of a trip?
A week, 10 days. Go to Italy, come back, same weight. Amazing. I don't know.
Italy, though, I find, because you walk a lot and the food
no
seems a little bit better.
I know. They don't have the same crap in the food.
I end up eating pasta and drinking wine all day and I come back the same.
My problem is domestic eating. You know what I mean? Like
I was going to say.
So like we went on, when Susie turned 40, we took a whole bunch of her friends and we all met in Italy.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That was amazing.
Whoa,
that's another thing I'm fucking great at. Okay. So anyway.
Traveling to fancy places?
Yeah, I'm great at that.
Okay, well.
No, making my wife feel special on occasions.
Well, Julian will appreciate that.
Actually, you know what? Actually, it's JJ. Don't mix up your
fuck.
Games.
That's right.
Don't mix up your games. But JJ, that's going to be a very high bar for him to go.
JJ's with her.
I know that.
Julian's with you. I meant you're going to make him feel special.
Oh, very good.
I didn't mix up my games.
Nice. I mixed up the games. But anyway, so we were all were joking, like, what's your superhero name?
Yeah.
Like if you had to come up with a superhero, mine was the maintainer. I was
wow.
the maintainer. I can maintain.
Actually is great because most traveling,
happens.
It's like, yeah, you just sort of know you're going to put on 5 pounds.
And you come back, and I got to come back and go on a diet. Not me.
That is.
I just have to be on a diet every single time I walk around here. I know that's my problem.
I'm not. I will be honest. If I had to choose between being a maintainer at home or a maintainer, I'd rather maintain at home.
You would.
Because I'm home more.
I know that.
So you've got the wrong talent.
I do. I've mixed it up.
Yeah. You got to.
I got to focus more. That's my problem. I can't focus.
NFL, where can people see you and find you? I know you have a new show coming out.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
You have a lot going on. We don't have time for all of it. So pick the highlights.
Oh, God. My daily show, The Rich Eisen Show, every day. You've been on it.
I have been on it. It was super fun.
It's on from 12 to 3 Eastern every day. You can get my app. You can, it's on Bleacher Report Live. It's on Audience Network, Sirius XM Radio. It's everywhere. You got a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
There's different, different ways to get it. The NFL Network, I'm on every single Sunday.
Yep.
And other events. And then a show called The Grind that'll be on Epix Wednesday nights this fall at 9 Eastern.
Fantastic.
A lot going on.
You have a lot. There's always a lot going on.
I love it.
Fall's
big. And I'm more than happy to appear on a season 3 of I'm Sorry. You know, I've given you the idea.
You have. You've given me an idea. I'm not going to talk about it.
I know. We're not going to talk about it.
You did give me an idea.
But
and I'm starting to
considering it.
Yeah, I'm highly, highly considering it. I would love to bring you back.
And I'd have people curse at me. That's the idea, right?
I don't know. I don't want to retread the same territory.
Look, I don't want to put you in any spot. And I also don't want to put you in it. Like, if you don't have me back on again, I'll just know that this this whole thing was for nothing.
I know that's the only reason you're here. No. I get it. Rich, thank you so much.
Is all I'm wondering. Am I in?
I don't know yet. I will call your agent.
Keep it up. You're going to lose.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This has been great. Congrats on this. It's a great idea.
Well, let's not premature.
No, it's a great idea. You should be doing stuff like this.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye. All right. I'm sitting here with Tony and my assistant, Jennifer. And we're going to do another Andrea and Tony aggressively play a list game for $5.
All right. Money again. $5 again.
$5 again.
What did you do with the $5 you got last time?
I did nothing because you have not given it to me as of yet. I am available for Venmo. I am available for cash.
You didn't give me that information, so.
Uh-huh. Okay. So now, if I lose today, we'll call it even. Well, but I like there to be cash on the table. Like I
was trying to open the door for a golden opportunity there for you to list your Venmo for the listener, and you just roll it in cash now.
Or they you think I give my Venmo and then I'm suddenly flush with cash?
Oh yeah, the amount of listens this thing gets.
Oh, Tony, you're so cute and you're so dumb. All right.
Hey, so I'll take the cute part.
All right. Here we go. This is when Tony and I get to play a game together and Jen gets to sit in the big adult chair. All right. What list do we have for us today?
A study was conducted by Yale University and they have listed the most recognizable smells. So you guys are going to try to guess the top 12.
Recognizable smells to adults or to animals?
To humans, to people in to general.
People. Okay.
The general Homo sapien population.
You started giving up mid, are we Homo sapien? Oh, I don't know if we are. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. All right.
And these are just general, not good or bad, just smell in general. Just recognizable smells.
Recognizable smells. Some are very specific and some are really general.
Can you give us an example, not of the top 12, let's say, but an example of something that you're like, this is pretty indicative of the smells that we are going for?
So, for example, something super general, number 16 is tuna.
Oh, okay.
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 And then there is also a very specific example of crayons.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is a hard one.
This is hard.
Yeah.
Tony? Here we go. You went first last time.
Oh, yeah. So you go first this time.
Okay. Either way. But I'm just saying, don't fuck around. And take this seriously.
I've never been more serious.
Okay. Most recognizable smells. I'm going to go number one, poop.
That is actually not on there.
How is poop not one of the most recognizable smells?
That is surprising. I feel like, now you said it gets very specific. I don't know if I'm allowed to ask this question, but is poop too general?
Oh, is there a specific poop?
There is not a specific poop listed.
Okay.
Okay.
No fecal matter is listed.
Really? That is farts? And again, know that I don't like even necessarily saying that word, but for the sake of the game.
For this, it is not listed. So it's, yeah.
Yale University can suck my dick. All right. Go ahead.
I will go cookies baking.
Oh, fuck, that was my next one.
Ooh, that's a good one, and it is not on there.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, I am going to go with a rose, like a flower.
Not on there.
Okay.
What is on this
what
list?
What could possibly be on this list?
This might be too general, but perfume?
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Not on there.
This is the worst game ever.
This study was
freshly
conducted
cut
by
grass.
Not on there.
Okay. This one might be a bust, guys. I mean, do you want to give us just a couple hints?
I'll give you guys some hints. I would go in more of a beverage. For the top one, more of a beverage.
Okay. Beverage. Okay, that's a good. Oh, I've got one, but it's your turn.
It is my turn. Yeah. Beverage throws me. Orange juice?
No.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Oh, sweet ding.
Didn't even think about
sweet
coffee.
Ding.
And then honorable mention, orange is number 13.
Okay, I'll give you orange.
We give him orange.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Great. With this quiz?
Yeah, this quiz is hard. Do you want me to continue doing
a give us a little clue.
Okay, number two is something that is currently in the room. A type, it's not fully in the room, but there is part of it is in the room.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Feet?
No. That's a good
part
guess,
of it
though.
Is in this room?
Part of it.
That's insane. The door is closed.
Recently added to this room.
Recently added to. Oh, candles?
No. Like literally like 10 seconds ago added to this room.
What was added to this room? What did either of
and
you 10 do?
Seconds and ago.
10 seconds ago. Gross.
10 seconds ago was a bit of a mislead, but like a 10 minute to 5 minutes ago.
What?
Is it still in this room?
Still in this room.
This is insanity. Have you put
I'm
on
so
some sort of cologne?
I'm so confused.
What has been added? Has the air conditioning come on?
No.
I'm going to need more of a
clue. I've never been more baffled.
Tony, I've never felt closer to you than I feel right now. I almost want to hold hands through this, but we're too far
to
away.
Come in and ruin it all.
Is it a smell you brought in?
Is
it you?
It's an item that was brought in, but it has a specific scent to it. It is also food related.
Honestly, Tony, I want to hold you right now. Should we hold each other? Because I feel like we're living in a different universe.
We are both just eyes darting around the room trying to figure out what is new to the room.
Closer to Tony.
Peanut butter M&Ms?
Yes.
Do you feel now like we have a common enemy of Jennifer?
For sure.
Because I will say that I'm having like feelings of anger, like how dare you, Jennifer, have come up with peanut butter, even though I know 100% it's not her fault.
Yeah, and like I feel dumb a lot. Yes, and like that was the dumbest I've felt in a while. Could not figure out.
I need to get better at this.
First of all, this is probably the weirdest. Okay, so give us quickly the top other ones on the list.
Top other ones? Like what was Vicks VapoRub was number 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. I would never have told that.
Yeah.
Chocolate's number 4.
Okay, if they don't have poop, but they have chocolate,
yeah.
I am officially writing a sternly worded letter to
then
Yale.
We have wintergreen oil, baby powder, cigarette butts.
Cigarettes is one that probably, that one, yeah.
Dry cat food.
That's ridiculous and should be stricken from the record. Yeah. That's a ridiculous thing to be on there.
And beer and then ivory bar soap, which
Wrong. Is there any sort of feedback that we can leave that just is wrong?
Wrong. Dear Yale.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Well, Tony, I will say that this actually might be our most bonding thing that has happened yet.
Yeah.
All we had to do was feel stupid together.
Right? And I feel like the listeners are going to feel, you know, our growing love and affection.
Yeah.
Guys, if people are enjoying this podcast or just mad at Yale, subscribe to Andrea Savage, Grown Up Woman, Buttholes. And
hashtag buttholes.
Hashtag buttholes. Yes, thank you. God forbid it would just be buttholes. And also go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a good review and let us know what you think of this ridiculous, stupid, goddamn quiz.
And do not go to Yale.
The more you know. All right, bye.